It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the MMA show. I am so glad to be with you all today. I had such an amazing time. I just got back from Israel, and it is such a beautiful place to go. We had such a great time, and if you've ever thought of going, make a way to go. Do it. It's incredible when you're there. And I had the opportunity to go visit my grandmother. She is very sick, and her health is declining every day. So I was so glad to spend some time with her while I was there. And you know, I talked to you once before a little bit about essential oils. And one thing I talked about was Ninja Red. That is something I definitely believe in. I think it helps maintain a healthy body for those of us that do not have a chronic illness. But for those of us who might be suffering with some kind of illness, it is such a great way to feed and nourish the body and help protect the body. So I talked about that. But I also use everyday oils, essential oils, and I'm starting to replace my over-the-counter medication with naturally God-given medication. The oils that I use are therapeutic-grade essential oils, and they are the world leader in essential oils and in the North American distiller of organically grown certified therapeutic grade A essential oils. And that's what I love about Young Living, because I have been using Young Living oils, and I don't know of any other essential oils that can claim that they're organically grown, that they're certified therapeutic grade A essential oils. I'm not sure of that. I know that Young Living is, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, they might be one of the only essential oils like that. Now, let me tell you why I really believe in it. So I'm in Israel. I took my essential oils. You know, you can't take a ton. I took so much luggage with me, right? And you want to be safe over there. In case you get sick, people tend to bring their medications. Well, I brought mine, and mine was the oils. And I also wanted to use it on the airplane with my one-year-old. So I added my calming oil with me, my peace and calming oil, and my lavender oil. And I was going to put that on her so that she would be relaxed on the flight, because that's a long flight from here to Israel. So I put those oils on her to help relax her, to help calm her down, because the last thing any parent wants is a crying baby. Nobody on the plane likes crying babies, including the parents. You just want to relax, go to sleep, enjoy the flight. So I brought that with us, and that's one of the first things I did. And I also made us inhale some purification. Now, why did I do that? Purification oil is to help, the name says itself, it's to purify. So it's to clean the air, and we know that we live in recirculated air in the airplane, right? So what you're supposed to do when you go on an airplane, if you travel a lot, then you're going to want to get your hands on the purification, because what you do is you inhale that. It's supposed to help sanitize, helps to keep you healthy. So it's a purification oil to clean the air, to neutralize or stain odor. So if you travel a lot, then you want to inhale that before your flight takes off, or even during the flight, to kind of just clean out your nose and stuff like that to make sure that, you know, you kind of stay healthy. Now, when we were there, my daughter was playing with some children, and they were coughing, having a runny nose, and you know how children are at this age. Everything goes in the mouth. And as a mom, I'm like, oh, she's going to get sick. Oh, don't put that in your mouth. How could I couldn't take everything out of her mouth. It's just impossible. So every night before she went to bed, I would rub thieves oil on her feet. Now, thieves oil is great, especially for the cold and flu season. It's going to help you fight getting the cold and flu season. And you know, the thing about it is, it's an alternative choice for DayQuil, NyQuil, Chloraseptic, Robitussin, Abreva, Orajel, Lamisil, and Vicks VapoRub. So it was a great preventative for her not to get sick. So it helps you avoid the cold and flu that comes across when we are around people that are sick. And, you know, over-the-counter medications can't really stop a cold or flu. They just make us feel better. But the thieves oil really helps. And what you could do is, like, let's say you have a sore throat, which I did over there. So what I did is I took a glass of water. I put one drop of the thieves oil in the glass of water. The next day, I kid you not, my throat felt a million times better. By day two, I had no sore throat. And my husband started getting a sore throat. So I did the same with him. I put one drop of oil. See, this is what I like about this company. Some of the oil you can ingest. You can't say that about all the essential oils from other companies. It's healthy enough where you can actually ingest some of the oils. So what I did is I gave him a glass of water with a drop of oil. And again, with my daughter, I rubbed it on the back of her feet because they say the feet is a mirror of the body. That's what the old Chinese medicine said. And it seems to be true because when I was rubbing it on my daughter's feet, she was not sick. She did not get sick until probably the last day. And I think the flight did her in. Honest to God, I think it was the flight that did her in. Because she went for 3 weeks playing with children with runny nose and coughing and stuff like that. She did not get sick. Bless the Lord for that. Because who wants a sick baby on a vacation? Not me. And that's one reason why I brought my oils. But here's the other amazing thing. So I told you about my sore throat, my husband's sore throat. I put it on his feet, my feet, so none of us got sick. But my grandmother is pretty much bound to a chair. She can walk a little bit, but it's very difficult for her to walk. She has a lot of joint pain and she is afraid that she's gonna fall. She just doesn't feel confident in walking around that much. And there would be times she would actually almost be crying. She couldn't move out of bed. She couldn't move out of her chair. She was in so much pain from her muscles and joint. And she took her medication and it really didn't give her much relief at all. So I decided to put my oils on my grandmother. One day I put Panaway on, just one oil called Panaway. And Panaway is great for muscle relief. If you have sore muscles, Panaway is fantastic for it. And so what I was doing is I kind of diluted a little bit with olive oil so that it would go a little farther. And I would rub it on her pains, on her sore muscles, on her inflammation. And she automatically got instant relief. She also had a headache, so I put a drop on her temple, on her forehead, on the back of her neck. And within minutes, she was getting relief. And one thing that's beautiful about Panaway, again, I am replacing my over-the-counter meds with my oils. The alternative choice for Panaway is Bengay, Mineral Ice, Icy Hot, Biofreeze, Aleve, Thermocare, Asper Cream, Motrin, Advil. And not only was this helping her, but my husband has really bad back problems. He has bulging discs that we're seeking physical therapy for. He has tight muscles all up and down his back, and it's affecting his feet. So I was rubbing Panaway on his back because the Advil wasn't cutting it. It wasn't helping him enough. He was getting such bad back pain. So not only was I helping my grandmother with her pain, but I was also helping my husband. Now, I rubbed the Panaway when she was discomforted with only that one. Now, when I was telling you how she couldn't move, I added three essential oils together. And it's like the super punch of medication. So I added Panaway. I added Valor. Valor has been known in our group as a chiropractor in a bottle. It helps strengthen your back, your joints. It's amazing. So what I did was I used Valor, which is great for joints. I used Panaway, which is great for muscle. And I also used peppermint. Did you know peppermint's great for joint pain? Yeah, it is. So I added all that together and I was rubbing that on her joints when she was actually crying in tears and she couldn't move. The days where she was just, discomforted and wanted just a little extra comfort, I would do like individual. I would do one day Valor, one day Panaway, one day peppermint. And you know what? Peppermint was also really great on my cousin. She was working all day and her shoes just killed her feet by the end of the day. She was standing up all day, and I think by the end of, between standing up all day and her shoes, her feet had had it. So what I had done for her is I filled a basin with water, added about 4 or 5 drops of peppermint, and I stirred it together. And then I used like a little tiny towel, a hand towel, and I soaked the hand towel in the water, and I rubbed her feet. Well, I wrapped her feet, not rubbed her feet. I wrapped her feet in that towel that had the peppermint and the water. And she sat there for a while. You didn't have to sit there for 30 minutes, but she sat there about 30 minutes. And as soon as I took those towels off, she couldn't believe the relief she got from her aching feet. She couldn't walk one more step before I put that on her. And the funny thing is, the next day we were out touring Caesarea, or Caesarea. Caesarea is the place where Paul was arrested, and he said, "I'm a Roman citizen and I will go get my trial before Caesar." That's where that happened. Herod had a palace there. I mean, it was a beautiful place. It was a place where they had a port, and a lot of people would come and buy and sell goods there because it was a port of transfer. A lot of boats came in. And so we were there, and we were walking up and down ruins. Just, it was incredible, just up and down ruins. And you can imagine, I mean, you're standing on rocks and you're going up mountains, and by the end of the day, your feet hurt. I mean, you're there all day long, up and down mountains, up and down rocks, up and down ruins. Incredible. But your feet hurt. So I did the same thing I did to my cousin. I filled a basin with water. I added peppermint oil to it. I wrapped my feet up in a towel, and voila, my feet felt amazing after that. I can't tell you how great this Young Living stuff is, but the thing that really hit home for me is the fact that my grandmother got instant relief where she was almost in tears. Her head hurt, her body hurt, she couldn't move, even though she took her prescription meds for pain relief or joint relief or whatever that was. It wasn't until I added the oils to her body that she got relief from it. So I am telling you, God knows what he did. When he puts things on this earth, he knew it was for our good. Am I saying forget Western medicine? No, I'm not saying forget Western medicine. What I'm saying is, if you have the opportunity to use God-given natural medication, why not use that first? And if it doesn't work, then go see your doctor about, you know, the next step. But why not use these instead of over-the-counter medication? It just doesn't make sense to me. It's safe enough for my one-year-old. I was using Peace and Calming at night. She was in a new environment. It was probably kind of scary for her to go to bed without her parents, you know? She was in a new room. She didn't know. So I gave her that Peace and Calming. Within minutes, she was out. Every night, I applied that with the Thieves Oil to prevent her illness, and she was out within minutes. So if you are interested in learning more about essential oils and how it can help your life, visit my website, AmberMayProductions.com or AmberMayShow.com. Look for the essential oils tab, and I have printouts for you. I have an order form you can fill out, and you can email it to me. It's right on the website. I highly recommend it. It's just been transforming my life, and I can't wait to get more and more stuff. Oh, not to mention, let me tell you this before I let you go. I don't know if any of you guys have digestive problems or severe stomach attacks, but sometimes my husband has these attacks that hospitalize him, where the only thing that makes him get any relief is getting some kind of intravenous medication. So again, we are abroad, and my husband started getting these severe stomach attacks. And you know what I did? I had applied what they call Digize. It's a blend of essential oils. And I applied it to his stomach because it's great for people with digestive problems, with stomach problems. It's fantastic. Within minutes, I kid you not, he started getting instant relief. I always have to take him to the hospital because it gets so bad. Nothing works except intravenous medication. And now all I have to do is rub this oil on my husband's stomach. And boom, he has instant relief. It's incredible. Go to my website, AmberMayShow.com, AmberMayProductions.com. Click on the essential oils tab, and I will be happy to help get this into your hands. It's something you're going to want to have. Fight off illnesses, stay healthy, prevent illnesses. If you are sick, you know, I want you to look up Ninja Red, something that I've been taking, my family's been taking. Look that up. Anyways, AmberMayShow.com, AmberMayProductions.com. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you. Take care, guys.